Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And today we are doing day number 3 of our eggplant recipes. And once again, I'm coming at you live from our farmer's market here at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. This is my recipe for eggplant Benedict. Now, this is very similar to a regular Eggs Benedict. The only thing that's going to be different here is instead of using our English muffin, we're actually going to use the eggplant. And I promise you, it has a really, really good flavor. Let's get started. Very first thing I'm going to need is a medium eggplant. We're going to go ahead and slice 4-inch to 1.5-inch slices out of that. I'm going to put some salt and pepper on this. I'm going to put this into a nice skillet. We're going to put a little bit of olive oil, and I like to use a little bit of Koroniki olive oil from Rosenthal Olive Ranch in Madera, California. And once we get that olive oil in there, we're going to go ahead and start putting some serious color on there. Once that color is on there, and it takes about a minute to 2 minutes, and you want to do both sides, so I'd say about a minute and a half on each side to be safe. So let's do 3 minutes all day. Once we get that nice color on there, let's go ahead and pull that off. And we're going to do a double boiler, like a bain-marie. We talked about this on last week's recipes with our hollandaise sauce. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get ready to make our hollandaise sauce. And if you guys remember how to make our hollandaise sauce, all it is clarified butter with egg yolk. And we cook that in the double boiler, so that way we don't do any excess cooking. It's very, very important that we do extra cooking on there at all. So with that double boiler action going on, the very next thing I'm going to do is add in the egg yolks. I'm going to add in the clarified butter, some shallots. I'm going to put in like about a tablespoon per egg of lemon juice and just let that cook together and come together the way it's supposed to naturally come together. What I'm going to do is get some Serrano ham, and we're going to get some poached eggs as well. So with those poached eggs, I want to put that poached egg on top of our eggplant, and then we're going to put the Serrano ham. And once the Serrano ham is on, I'm going to top that with our hollandaise sauce, and it's going to be really, really good. And what I love so much about this recipe, not only does it keep enhancing everything that we're doing, but it also keeps showing that eggplant plays a very, very vital role in the kitchen, more than just something we use for ratatouilles. But eggplant has a great flavor. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And my cooking school starting in September. So check that out on my website as well. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.